Steampunk, the motto of this year's Chaos Communication Congress. The Austrian artist group Monochrome will give you a bit of an idea what steampunk is. They have set in scene a theater, a special theater, a puppet theater, in the style of the Victorian age, with paper cut actors and stuff. And what's left for me to say except for enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Times Roman, but my friends call me New. I'll be your humble servant, the narrator for this night and this tale of bravery, adventure, romance, and... Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Times Roman, but my friends call me New. I'll be your humble servant, the narrator for this night and this tale of bravery, adventure, romance, and the search for a better life. You know the story. Some people die. Some people get famous. Societal business as usual. In 1887, the Indian Empire of the British nation was formed. How did that happen, you ask? Well, it's a good question, deserving, of course, of a good answer. And although the Britons don't like to talk about it, the incident uprooted some entrenched colonial mindsets. Indeed, samosas proved to be much more tasteful than fish and chips. And, well, the importance of the nation-states was in decline anyways. The true masters of the times were the powerful steam barons, men who controlled the planet by controlling the energy. Their boots were placed firmly on the necks of the people they ruled, people who gladly paid for the privilege. Woe be to those foolish enough to tamper with their patents. The results were, well, let us just say that those foolhardy wretches would most certainly not be enjoying their final rest under a standard tombstone. Energy was what mankind needed, hungered for, lusted after. Energy. For airboats and cellular calculation machines, for geostationary weather factories, and the energy to fuel the Infodampfbahn, the transcontinental data stream network. Many people used it for communication, or for ordering products, such as fine German craftworks, so-called Kraftwerk. We find ourselves in a small cottage on the distant shore of East Wessex, near the city Ulstershire. This is not just some random cottage, no. It's the laboratory of Dr. Obadiah Cornbread, a magnificent, albeit somewhat underappreciated scientist. From his mind sprang such world-altering creations as softening agents, the Schneckenkorn, which was a truly revolutionary form of snail bait, and the sewing machine.
One last test! A droplet here, a droplet there, and it turns black. The control strip turns black. Oh, glorious black. From your darkness, a new era will unfold. Hussa, I made it. I must get in touch with my young ward forthwith. Hello, operator? Please put me through to Bartholomew van Housten. He's not there. The never-do-well roguish scallywag. Then instruct him to immediately come to my laboratory. My new discovery will revolutionize the world and beyond. Ah! What do you want? What?
Your time has come, Doctor. Finally. Finally! You ropey old man, take this!
You will not!
Oh, I'm rather curious as to what the professor requires of me. To be the ward of a genius is a heavy fate. I would love to carry out my own experiments, be the master of my own destiny. I even have some clever ideas. This, for example. This is Twatcher, a mobile steam telegraph, which can be read by all of your friends or...
Bartholomew!
Oh, good Lord, what happened? Dear Dr. Cornbread!
You have to go! Go!
Okay.
No! Stay! Listen!
Are you idle, Professor?
No! I'm almost dead, you blundering Thunderbolt! Now listen! I found new source of energy!
Really?
Found on my numerous journeys. Island! There! You have to go!
Okay.
Moron Island. Name is Katanaka.
Kanataka?
Imbecile! Katanaka! Write it down!
But, Doctor, there is no paper!
That is my most recent invention. The paperless office. There! Take the assassinator's knife!
And what?
Tattoo!
Ow, 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 ow!
And I also... at the latitude and the longitude. I've done all I can. I am dying. Fuck my funeral.
By God, he's dead.
Fuck adrenaline.
Professor, doctor. Oh, no. I must get to this island post haste. But how? I think I will quickly twatter for help. How do I get to an island? There's a response. Try a ship, asshole.
This is never gonna work. Knob full of open source shit, but no eye for the essentials. This is never gonna work. I will die now.
And so Bartholomew Van Housten left for the port. His thoughts tortured him. 'Twas truly a strange predicament he was in now. His foster scientist dead, his hand tattooed. He was to find a ship and crew to get to this island. Tumbling through dark alleys, he finally stumbles upon a tavern. The Old Mermaid's Crotch Alehouse.
What a gin mill! Drunkards and scoundrels! Data pirates and flotsam thieves!
Love! Exciting and new! Come aboard! We're expecting you. Oh, love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. The love boat soon will be making another run. The love is something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. Love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile.
Madam, can you spare a moment?
How about a drink, sweetie?
No, you misinterpret my intentions. My name is Bartholomew Van Housten.
So, Bartholomew Van Housten only has good intentions?
I'm looking for a crew. I have to sail.
Huh? You have pint? Why? Where to?
I cannot tell.
I'm Moses B. Blaha, Captain Moses B. Blaha.
Captain? Captain? I need a ship. I have to go. Have to go to a remote island.
Now wait a moment. What about the payment?
The professor was murdered. His secret, but I don't have a penny. But I can promise you everlasting fame.
No, thanks.
But you must understand.
Halt die Fresse, kein Interesse. Was haben Sie Scheiße?
You got him, Pee-wee.
Get out of my way, everybody. I only want the nerdy prick. Now I've got you, and your secret will be buried with you. Your secret.
You mean my lucrative secret?
Yes.
You may guess three times what happened.
Why didn't you say so sooner, Pee-wee?
The brawl went on for 2 minutes and 20 seconds. We will show you now. In fast forward.
I have a Canadian steam grenade!
And thus we find them aboard the No More Mr. Blue Sky, Captain Moses B. Blaha's ship. It once carried the name Voyager or some such folderol, but this was much too eccentric a name after all.
Pee-wee, let me introduce my crew. This is Geiger Boltzmann, the German engineer.
Zwei Schraubenschneller Mannheim stammen, ja!
And this is Dimitri, the syphilitic Cossack.
I come from Dniepropetrovsk. Located on the Dnieper. I was a revolutionary, but then reality got me. I like to masturbate overboard. The fish will eat it then. I watch. Funny, isn't it? The German scares me.
Die Ahoi, die Kartoffeln schon noch aus dem Blasius, ja? The Russian is a fuck. He stinks like a fuck. And I tell you, he is fuck. But concerning his job as officer second class, he is competent.
Teasing is a sign of affection. And while we're at it, let me introduce Philomena McKittrick Schlesinger.
You moron! Because of you, I'm stuck here with these old lechers.
I honestly ask your forgiveness, but the future of the whole world is at stake.
And how is this supposed to help me? I am being shat all over by seagulls here.
Now, Philly, calm down. Where do we need to go?
Look at my tattoo here.
Blimey, this shit has not even healed yet. Is it a 2 or a 3?
And so the ship made its way across the northwestern ocean, where plate tectonics and deep sea trenches wish each other a good night, day after day, week after week. Interested in gossip? Philomena and Blaha, the captain, seemed to like each other more and more. It was enough, as a matter of fact, to cause a development of character in Bartholomew's emotional life.
Cry, cry!
Yes, this one too, but I was rather thinking about the other one.
Sir, Captain, sir! You're a rotten pig! Captain, sir! I'm totally jealous of you because she likes you, not me! Mumble!
Apart from that, the voyage is very calm. Geiger Boltzmann does what he always does.
Maschine, Maschine, my precious Maschine! Schneller, schneller, ja, 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 ja! Braunschweig, Braunschweig, city of dreams!
And Dimitri is playing with his Jesus again. Katanaka was, and still is, 0.3 miles long and 0.4 miles wide, separated from the western end of South Adenauer by the Pekanapa Sound. It was the colonial territory of the United Francedom and has also, at various times, been claimed by Argentina and the Kingdom of Nepal. There was no industrial use for the island. The island was so devastatingly uninteresting that after its discovery in 1732, several researchers claimed to have not discovered it. The southernmost point of Katanaka is Cape Scrap Metal.
This is the island. How disillusioning.
Typical non-hotspot intraplate volcanism.
Erz, Erz, it's rich in ore. We'll be rich.
Oh, oh, oh!
Put your will in. We have a girl here.
She is a girl? Whatever. Come, 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 my little fish. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Yummy for you, yummy.
Oh my God! I'm stranded in hell!
I'm in heaven.
Yeah, come on. Stupid Russian ejaculated on me.
Who was this?
Nobody.
I cannot believe my ears. Who is this?
Who do you think? Jonathan Livingston Seagull?
We have a stowaway!
I gotta get out of here.
And finally they caught him. After all, there was no way to go anyway.
Oh, you goddamn lamb lover! Who are you? Why are you hanging out on our ship?
May I, Captain? May I, Captain? Sebastian must talk! Ja, 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 ja! Fulda, Fulda, city of torture!
Hey, 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 hey! You don't need to torture me. I'm an American. I'm Sean Prawner. I'm a Steam 2.0 entrepreneur. I'm searching for the future.
What's an American doing here?
I've been putting things on the Infobond since 1881. I'm the creator of several widespread memes, like the Super Funny Armadillos, or Two Girls, One Tea. I was featured in Zippy Magazine, Flowing Flowing, Slash Dempf, and the New Amsterdam Times. I've just returned from Listeen Conference in Paris, where I got a Twitter message from this guy. That's why I'm here.
Huh? My Twitter service only has 10 users. He seems to be an early adopter.
What can I tell these lame brains? I want you to be my crew. If your colleague Bartholomew Van Housten is right, there are endless possibilities. This could be full of win. This will be awesome.
Awesome?
Excuse his vocabulary. He means tremendous.
Listen, you need three things to create a successful startup. To start with good people, to make something customers actually want, and to spend as little money as possible. Sometimes you have to set a building on fire or put someone in a bathtub full of acid, but only sometimes. A startup that does everything right will succeed. And that's exciting! Yeah! Come on, I want to hear you scream. Virtual capital!
Anstarten, anstarten, startup, ja!
I need good people. What do I mean by good people? One of the best tricks I learned during my first 23 startups was a rule for deciding who to hire.
Fishmen! Fishmen are the best! Yummy, yummy, yummy!
Pardon? Whatever. You have to hire obsessive people. People with strong minds and golden hearts. You want examples? God damn it. Where is that flip chart if you need it? Well, let's have a brainstorming session. Come on, try it.
Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen!
Moby my dick.
Se Brothers Grimm, coole Mucke!
Oliver Cromwell.
Yes, you are all right. And you could be such a crew. You are proud of your country and your machine.
It's a country and it's looking good, yeah, yeah.
You are a good leader.
Oh, I'm getting very emotional.
You look nice.
Thank you.
You are really doing as long as you finish.
Yes, fishies.
And you have the guts for real brains.
Sounds like an antagonism, but I like it.
Look at this tiny little island. It could be the future of tomorrow. Come on, let's explore.
And finally, they found their way through dripstone and black basalt. The 1001 prisms of the lava collected the light as it passed and rained it on our heroes like a shower of sparks. Then, darkness unfolded.
This is godlessly black. I cannot even see my own Jesus.
Sassifilide Graschen, Mutterficker, Funz ist right.
But I don't have the proper equipment for a hiking tour. I am a singer and biological service provider.
Are you sure this is the right way? We've been walking for hours.
I think I'm going to invest somewhere else. Bye-bye.
No, no, we have to go deeper inside the cave. The professor was always right. We need to trust.
Se schitze dump ein Seele. German Seele, deutsche Seele. Bad Homburg, ja, Bad Homburg ist ja mein Kiez.
Help, help, I cannot take it any longer.
But then, the ground begins to move as if the 14 maws of hell were opening. An avalanche of horrors puts our precarious heroes right to the bottom of the volcano. Good patriarchal lord!
What? Oh, my head!
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Was that the steam dot bubble? Did it finally burst?
I kinked my Jesus! Oh,
yeah! Boah, boah, Kölsch! The Arschficker Cave has swallowed us! It was in a Lausitz!
Unbelievers, look at this sight! Do you now begin to have faith?
Oh, what an enormous cave. This is the inner world. I'm totally overwhelmed. Baby Jesus, fuck me hard.
Amazing space, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas space that taught my heart to feel and graze my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared the hour I first believed.
This is the heart of the planet, and this is the sea of energy.
This stuff burns like hell.
That's wonderful, that's wonderful, that's oil! We use it as schmiermittel in Neckarwestheim, how do you say? Lubricant!
Oh my god! Let's try it on the Jesus!
Ah, packen Schwanz ein, Usardine! Keep listening! You wombat placenta, almost all oil! Burning air, generating heat, which can be used directly or converted into other forms of energy by various means. It's stuff that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Yes, yes, and it seems Dr. Cornbread discovered this huge supply.
We could change the world. We could break the iron grip of the steam barons forever.
This is incredible. I have to contact my home base in Kentucky. Damn it! I can't get any connection.
There is too much of the debris! We cannot go back!
Ohne Kacke! This is possibly the end! We are trapped here! How surreal! Looks like Sylt just more!
Don't let your spirit sink! We'll make it back safe and sound!
I have a strange feeling.
Why?
I think that soon there will be a giant maelstrom opening in the Sea of Oil.
What?
And a giant maelstrom opened in the midst of the Sea of Oil. The odor rising from the newly opened depths was intolerable, and at length the quick-eared Dimitri thought he heard a nasty, slopping sound. The thing of the idols, the green, sticky spawn of the stars, had attacked to claim his own. Then, bolder than the storied Cyclops, the thing slid greasily over the Black Sea and began to pursue our heroes with vast, wave-raising strokes of cosmic potency.
This is the almighty Gozi.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Ah! Our stocks are dropping!
I'm terrified! I have to wet the pants!
No! It cannot be happening!
The horror! The horror! The terrifying vistas of reality!
No! Go away! Let go! Go! Wait!
The geometry of the fight was all wrong, unholy. But that's just a matter of the puppet sizes compared to the background.
Their troubles melt like lemon drops. Way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
I have a tragic, tragic feeling. I think I have to sing.
Would you know his name if you saw him in heaven? Will it be the same if you saw him in heaven? We must be strong and carry on, 'cause it's true and it's sad, he was eaten. Did you pray for him when the monster chewed him? Did you help him fight when he was all alone? We'll find a way through night and day, 'cause I know we just can't stay, or I'll vomit. goatsie can bring you down. Goatsie can bend your knee. Goatsie can break your heart. Have you begging, please? Begging, please.
Don't waste my time. The way to the surface is blocked. We have to walk on, but watch out. We make way quickly. This is good.
Ugh. I feel like a bad franchise deal.
The poor Russian fuckbastard was swallowed alive by the monster fuckbastard. Scheiße verdaut ein Chested Hansestadt Rastak.
It was really nice of you to help me.
You are very welcome.
Philomena somehow seemed to like our little Bartholomew von Halsten. Of course, Bartholomew screwed the opportunity.
I like you very much.
Bartholomew and Philomena, Bartholomew and Philomena. Full throttle.
No, no, this is bullshit.
Shut the fuck up.
Oi, 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 we are the Oiwalks. Oi, oi, oi.
Wir sind in Darmstadt. The hairy, fluffy creatures are S-fuckers. Fucking back.
Take all your courage and fight!
Okay!
But we just want to pogo! Oi, 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 pogo, oi, pogo!
Stop! They just fight for the right to party!
Seid sympathetic! Let the Ungetier live!
I want to apologize in the name of the entire crew. We have a situation here, and we're all rather tense.
Oi! We are apolitical! Oi, oi, oi!
Beautiful! True consumers!
Oi! We are frustrated due to our political situation, oi! The sovereign will do whatever he wants anyway! And so we decided to ignore the system as such. Oi, oi, oi!
Take us to your ruler, please.
Oi, 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 oi! But we just told you! Okay.
And they started walking. Or earth, hill, and dale, bushwhacking through the, bush. Through dismal glens and icy passes. It was all highly interesting geologically. Perhaps a bit overcrowded, florid, but surely something for picture postcards. They clambered up the slippery path, and I have to admit the suspense is killing me. What will they find there? Who is the sovereign?
Welcome to my empire. The sun never sets here, because we don't actually have one. But you must be hungry, young travelers.
What the shit? Why did you establish this empire of terror?
That's not true.
But you oppress the Oiwalks!
Says who?
The amicable Oiwalks themselves!
The Oiwalks, I laugh!
Oh, they're probably just joking. They never come to the plenary sessions.
You are the ruler! And rulers are to be overthrown as a rule!
But now, this is surely a little bit petty-minded, don't you think? Do you even know what kind of social system we live in here?
No idea, but absolutism for sure!
Oh, please. Of course, constitutional, bureaucratic, collectivism.
Bah, that sounds disgusting! No.
But don't be so upset. Come now, eat. You have to regain your strength first.
You're trying to poison us. I know you're not.
Now, may I introduce you? This is Kulk, my right hand.
I bite you welcome, noble strangers.
Criminy!
I am your father, Bartholomew.
What? But that's impossible!
Stop being funny, Gawk.
Okay, sorry. But I've always wanted to say that.
Here, in our world, we are not especially well off.
We don't have a lot. Our agriculture is a vale of tears. Our trade is misery. But we are happy.
Scarcity society.
Eat. Please eat.
Thanks. Not bad.
Lingonberry pancakes, aber nicht so gut wie in Bremen.
I have this bad feeling again that soon there will be a giant maelstrom opening.
The horror himself, yeah. Okay, look, we've heard this before.
Yes, come. Have you met our friend here?
Yes, your friend ain't our friend.
This is impossible. He only eats bitumen.
Now, Goatsy, that was not very nice of you.
He only does this when something eerie scares him.
What are you saying?
There, good Goatsy. What has happened? Come here.
The evil!
Now that is nothing but horror stories.
Evil is in tummy. Ow!
Can you give me a hand here? And heave ho!
Now, that was high time.
Mother Maria says the most wonderful time of...
This? This is the evil.
No way. This is our friend, the Cossack.
He's harmless, but he should not be playing with children, you know.
Dimitri, how can this be?
I am... Beck!
Dimitri changes his coat and turns into the evil henchman.
Now, you don't believe your eyes, do you?
Da stürzen ja eine Neubauten ein, that new building that collapse in my heart!
Really? So how was it that you were able to survive the acid in my colleague's stomach?
Oh, yes. You want to know, don't you?
Good Lord!
The henchman changes his coat and turns into an evil metallic creature.
I'm a steam driven robot sent by the steam barons. My name is Troubleshoot, and yes, I can really shoot. You will never make a contract with those creatures.
This is the final battle.
Thank you. That was meant to be my line.
Sorry.
Time is pressing, and you probably want to know how this amazing story will find a favorable end. You don't. Okay, I'll summarize then. We have an indestructible robot, and it wants to destroy everyone. And then Bartholomew is wounded by a bullet. By Gads, I've given that away now.
Doctor, I failed miserably.
Yes, you have.
What? But how?
I stitched a wound myself,
built a vessel and came here. Actually, all I had to do is to follow the screams.
Well, I don't know you, but you have an air of natural authority.
Yes, yes, Professor Whatever. What can you do to save our souls?
We could set the oil sea on fire and hide in the smog.
I should hope not.
Then I will short-circuit the robot with your blood. Hold on.
Oh no, his blood is short-circuiting me.
And I see a whole army of my fellow Earthlings and furballs here in defiance of a free market.
And pride.
And trust in modern medicine.
Homeopathy.
You always need a helping hand.
And to reconsider your values or non-values. Oi, 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 oi. Oi. We are the Oiwoks.
And that's why we have a deal now with Beluga, our new friend.
We will create a new order.
And it will be beautiful.
A true monopoly.
A new era is beginning.
When the moon
live on a placid island of ignorance in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far. But someday, the putting together of all knowledge will open up such terrifying glimpses of reality and of our frightful position therein that we shall either go mad from the revelation or flee from the light into the peace and safety of a new atomic age.
Praise Petroleum.
Petroleum.
Günther Friesinger an der Technik. Günther Friesinger Technics. Dave Dempsey, Generator. Sean Bonner, several characters. Bree Pettis, several characters. Dan Kaminsky, a not really evil character. We have Harald Homolka List as Dr. Cornbread. We have, of course, Evelyn Frühlinger as the stage manager. And Singer, of course, Singer. We have Clemens Kindermann, who did the drawings. Did I forget somebody? Yeah, I forgot you, of course. So you have such a wonderful beard. Oh. Roland Grazer.
And responsible for all that shit, Johannes Grenzfurtner.
Yeah.